Indian Superfood is the book and the concept, which are basically both the same thing, is where we recognize that there are certain types of foods, which, you know, for argument's sake, we'll call superfoods, certain foods that are healthier for us. They have an added benefit, you know, like an added nutritional benefit other than just, you know, filling us up and being fuel for the body, that, you know, they're rich in vitamins, they're rich in fatty acids and antioxidants. So it recognizes superfoods, and then it also recognizes spices for being the most antioxidizing foods on the planet. And it brings the two groups of food together in one cuisine, which I've called Indian Superfood. That is, in a nutshell, that's it. And then some people may say, well, how is that any different from Indian food? Well, for example, in Indian food, we wouldn't necessarily use 2 tablespoons of cinnamon in a curry. So there is also an adjustment in the way we use spices too. So it's a way of cooking superfoods and Indian foods and Indian spices in a way to benefit our health. Just before the book was going to be published, I was kind of challenged, like, can you create, like, a really powerful meal? And I thought, well, okay, using antioxidants, for example, recognizing that the United States Department of Agriculture have said that cinnamon contains 300,000 antioxidant units per 100 grams of cinnamon, and you compare that to a bunch of grapes, which contains 1,000 antioxidant units per 100 grams. There's a massive, massive increase in antioxidant available, you know, power or potency in cinnamon. So, okay, go for it. Goes about taking all these superfoods, blueberries, goji berries, cinnamon. So I made the chicken curry of blueberry and cinnamon. Okay, and then I made a goji berry plow, and wow, I put this meal together, and using the evidence, which is available to all of us from the United States Department of Agriculture, it was calculated that this meal contains as many antioxidants as 23 bunches of grapes. Wow. So I made this meal, and in this meal is cinnamon. And cinnamon is one of my favorite spices because I just love the taste of cinnamon. Someone who wants to improve their health, of course, would benefit from this book. Someone who wants to be cool, you know, do you want to serve oyster pakoras on their shell, you know, with coriander salsa, scallops of red caviar and turmeric and basil, you know, it has really, you know, cool people talk about peppermint and seaweed, for example. If you want Indian food to be cool, this is the book to you know, to come to.